Man, oh man, did you pick the right time to tune us in? You're listening to Drifting and Drifting right here. And yours truly, Reverend Billy. And have I got a show for you today you are not going to forget anytime soon. Our guest today on the great Drifting and Drifting Podomatic Cruise is the one and only Elvin Bishop. I've got some of his classic cuts, but I'm going to open it up with the one from his newest album with Charlie Musselwhite, 100 Years of the Blues. Man, this stuff is just, this stuff will wear you out. It's great. Come on, fellas. Right in here. Turn it up.
I'm from Oklahoma. This is my pal Charlie. Now he's from Tennessee. We're here with you all this evening, and damn glad to be. We've been playing this music a long time. I'll tell you folks the truth. You know, between the two of us, looking at 100 years of blue. We got our education in Chicago way back in the 1960s, hanging out in those clubs, chasing girls and playing blues and drinking all kinds of whiskey, running all over the South Side.
Yeah, man, down at 43rd and Vincennes.
Yeah, Peppers. And the West Side, too.
Oh, yeah, Lake and Kedzie.
Wolf's Hangout, Silvio's. Man, think about it. It's been 100 years of blue.
Elvin knew all the cats. We knew Wolf and Muddy and Sonny Boy too. We had a mighty fine time. You know, we were just, well, breaking all the rules. We're glad you came to see us. And it's really good to see you all. You know, we're mighty glad to be here, and actually we're lucky to be anywhere at all. Well, if you like what you hear and you think we've paid our dues, I just want you to remember, we bring you 100 years of the blues. I ain't lying.
Yeah, you know they tell me, Charlie, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I guess it is true. We've been around since the Dead Sea was sick. I guess we better keep on just doing what we do. Lord have mercy. It's been 100 years of blue.
Thank you. you. Pack up them bags and put on your traveling shoes. Come go with me on this old blues cruise. Now when you go to a concert, you might get to see one or two dudes. Go cruising, you get a whole boatload of blues. Whole lot of hot shot musicians, rocking with the rhythm, rolling with the motion of the ocean. Girls whooping it up, fellas going crazy too. And you can't never tell who's gonna be jamming with who. Hey, talk about jamming. Here comes my buddy Ronnie Baker Brooks. He can jam, now I ain't lying. All the way from Lafayette, Louisiana, come here to rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, Buckwheat Zydeco.
Better commercial for the legendary rhythm and blues cruise than that one. That was Blues Cruising with Mr. Elvin Bishop and a whole bunch of really cool guests. Before that, we heard Mr. Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Reed, when I interviewed Elvin Bishop yesterday, and by the way, after you've listened to this or before you listen to this, you need to go to the LRBC page on Facebook, or you can go to the Driftin' and Driftin' Zoom interviews on YouTube and look for the one with myself and Elvin Bishop, and you'll find out that I asked him, who's the first blues guy that really turned your head around? He said, oh, Jimmy Reed. And Jimmy Reed was, in many ways, the guy that turned a lot of people's heads around. Jimmy Reed never gets enough credit for being as famous as he was, and also the guy that broke down the walls in audiences. White people loved him. Black folks loved him. They said Jimmy Reed was the only guy you could go to, and a lot of the segregation laws at the time, they didn't apply. People were like, screw it, man, it's Jimmy Reed. We're having a good time. And that's a beautiful thing when you think about it. Anyway, that was Jimmy Reed cut that we were listening to, Bright Lights in Big City. And then, of course, Elvin goes on in his interview to describe in graphic detail what it was like to see muddy waters for the first time as a young man fresh, you know, off the farm from Oklahoma and Chicago. You got to hear that. Meanwhile, we're going to listen to, this is the original studio version of Mojo. You'll notice it's a little different than the one you're used to hearing. Excuse my throat. Anyway, this is a great cut. It goes like this.
Working, buddy. chance won't work on you. Got my mojo working, but chance won't work on you. I wanna love you so bad, I don't know what to do. Going down in Louisiana to get me a mojo hand.
Found him a woman way across town. He said,
this time and keep it on the lowdown. Thought he had a fool, he was doing all right. But what goes on in the dark will surely come to light. He got caught in the middle of the night. Ah, what did I tell you? You can't even do wrong right. No, can't do wrong right.
Can I do walking by myself? I hope you understand. I just want to be your lover man. My loving, what more can I do? Walking by myself, I hope you understand. I just want to be your loving man.
One of the things I really liked about Elvin was that we talked about influences and, you know, things that had meant a lot musically to him. And he still went right back. I said, who is like a major? Muddy Waters, man. The first Muddy Waters album turned my life around. And it's obvious, you know, the Paul Butterfield Band, which is the group that he was involved with that caused so much of an uproar when they came out, because they played the stuff and they played it dead on and just played it right. Man, good God. And so we have the original Muddy Waters version of Got My Mojo Working, Can't Even Do Wrong Right, by Elvin, and then Walking By Myself by Jimmy Rogers, another one of those that's, it's become a blues standard over the years, but you listen to the original and you realize why it's become a blues standard. The harmonica solo on there is just fantastic. The groove is there. There's something about this very simple and direct music that's just, the inherent beauty of it is it leaves you, even a guy like me that never shuts up, it leaves you speechless. And given that, I want to play you another Elvin Bishop right now.
Strut, I will tell you what, fat and sassy,
got together last November. That big old dinner that we had on Thanksgiving. All that good food. Woo, we were really living with the cranberry sauce and the candied yam and the mashed potatoes and that great big ham. So much pumpkin pie till it was a sin, and a 22-pound turkey that'll never fly again. Fat and sassy.
Time. baby.
Just never, ever gets old listening to that great music. We're going to keep it going right now. I've got a couple more here. Go right now, little Willie Dixon.
I got a hole in the wall, got 29 ways to make it to my baby's door.
To my lovely baby's door.
If she need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, many more.
I could come through the chimney like Santa Claus, go through the window and that ain't all. A lot of good ways I don't want you to know. I even got a hole in a bedroom door, got 29 ways to make it to my baby's door. That no one knows, a master key to fit any lock, a hidden door behind Grandpa's clock. Got 29 ways to make it to my baby's door.
To my lovely baby's door.
If you need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, many more.
To my lovely baby's door.
Oh, to my lovely baby's door.
Oh, baby.
To my lovely baby's door.
More great Chicago music there. Little Willie Dixon, and before that we heard the great Howlin' Wolf, and then Fat and Sassy by Mr. Elvin Bishop and all the group out there. Listen, we're going to do this again for you here. This is one that Elvin did with Mr. Smokey Smother. This is a great tune. We're going to play this.
Just begun.
Yeah.
When the clock strike two,
yeah.
Devil, what's it gonna do?
Yeah.
When the clock strike three,
yeah.
Little girl, I want you free.
Yeah.
When the clock strike four,
yeah.
Uh-oh, daddy, let's roll.
Roll your money, man. Baby, don't you hesitate.
Roll When the clock strike 11,
yeah.
Don't you feel like you was in heaven?
Yeah.
When the clock strike 12,
yeah.
I got news of Odell is the well.
Sir, Elvin Bishop, Little Smokey Smothers there, Roll Your Money Maker. Listen,
we want
to thank you. Way on back when Elvin first came around, he was with a group called the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, and they made just this giant mark on music. I'm going to play you a Paul Butterfield cut to wrap it up here. This is off their second album. This is off the East West album. This is just awesome stuff right here.
Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. Hey. Get out my life, woman. You don't want me no more. Get out my eyes, teardrops. I've got to see my way around. Get out my eyes, teardrops. I've got to see my way around.
This is the only part of the show I really don't like, because that means I got to say goodbye to you. What a fabulous show it's been today with Elvin Bishop and all this great music. I hope you've dug it even one-tenth, one-quadrillionth as much as I've enjoyed laying it down for you. Reverend Billy, drifting and drifting, saying thank you so very much. Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Scott, everybody that makes it possible from the LRBC. I'm just always enjoying doing this. Check us right here on Facebook at the LRBC page. We'll plant you now and dig you later. Good night, everybody. Stay safe. Good night, Lenny. Good night, Wesley. Night, Snug.